When you look at the overall picture, both teams, I thought, defended well. I thought we limited their potential good players to very few opportunities, if any. Rhodes, Lawrence, Marshall and Conway. And I thought their best players were probably the two centre-halves, which made it difficult for us to break them down as well. So they got the rub of the green with, obviously, the penalty and the deflected first goal. We said after the game that we needed a better ball into the box. We need to be a bit brighter around that 18-yard box to break defensives down, because we're playing against better defenders now, and they get back quickly and they defend better, the tighter in the strikers. So we just have to be better and clever and wiser when we get into that area. And obviously, it's something that we're trying to work on a daily basis.
Over the last few games, you appear to have settled on the combination of Owen Doyle and Joe Garner up front. Are those two the ones you're going to be putting faith in going forward?
I think they've both done all right. I think Joe getting a goal at the weekend will give him a big boost. Ultimately, I thought he played, his overall performance was very good as well. We've had three reserve games over the last 3 weeks, and Stevie May and Will Keane have got plenty of game time under the belts, and Jordan Ugel, and look very sharp. Will scored twice the other day in a game, and looking as if they're really up to speed, and sharpness is there, and showing what they're capable of doing. So we've got some good options. It's just, again, trying to get the right option available, and when people get the chances, can you take it? Can you punish the opposition? But yeah, I'm pleased with what we've got. We just want to be a little bit better service into them strikers, because it's all right saying that the attackers have not scored too many goals, but we just need a little bit more creativity, a little bit more cleverness about us in that final third, where it's really difficult in any level of football, because scoring the goals are the hardest part of it.
And it has been a big talking point with Joe. How much of a boost has that given him? Have you seen any change in him in training this week? You saw on Saturday the celebrations. He was fist pumping all the way back to the halfway line. It clearly meant a lot to him.
Well, it did. And ultimately, we talk about strikers. They are judged on the goals. And obviously, Joe scoring against a club that he started off was special for him. But he'll be as disappointed as anybody that we lost the game. So I've not seen too much difference in Joe, because his confidence has been decent. He's been working hard in training with all the other lads as well to try and make sure that they do the job that they're paid to do. But as I mentioned earlier, that it's not ultimately just down to them, it's about the other lads behind them and out wide to pick a better pass, better option for them to try and create clearer cut chances for ourselves.
And in terms of injury news, have you got an update on Callum Woods, who's taken off at half-time against Blackburn?
Yeah, his hamstring was a little bit tight, so he'll be assessed right up to the weekend. So we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we're out Bailey Wright through suspension. Tom Clark, it was nice to see him back in the first team last Saturday. So good that we've got him available. We've got a small squad as it stands, but we've got players that are ready to come into the team if called upon.
Clark was obviously out for about 5 weeks with a shoulder injury. He came back into the fold on Saturday. Is he fit to start if required, obviously, without Bailey Wright through suspension?
Yeah, look, Tom's fine. He's done with the shoulder injury that he had. He was really not being able to do a lot of contact training, but he's able to keep his fitness up. Played a bit of a bounce game last week, 45 minutes, so I've got no worries about Tom. He looks after himself. If he's selected on Saturday, I don't expect him to not last the full game.